USA Chat with Sat, December
7, 2023. Hi, everyone.
Hi, dear Sat. Thank you for giving us this opportunity. Bahul is going to ask the questions, Satyam.
Okay, perfect. Hi, Sat. First question.
Hi.
Is there a way to talk to the close people we love and interact with so we don't draw them deeper into Maya? Is there a way to encourage them to look inward even if they didn't ask?
We have to choose and pick. It's very touchy place to be in. I think the most important is your example of joyfulness and tranquility that they make him ask you. But if you're talking about your children or somebody really close to you, whenever you get a situation where you can advise something that is deeper than the surface, in a very short conversation, you can throw it in. But the repetition of the same thing is not going to work. Forcefulness is not going to work. Involuntarily advising is not going to work. So, like I said, choose and pick and be very short in your advice rather than giving the whole philosophy to someone. I think the most important is your own example. People are not blind, even very close family. They see it. They see how you react to the situations and how loving you are, how giving you are, how much you have more peace than you used to have before. So, and we just show patience. And not too much enthusiasm.
Can I ask, this is Adrian. What do you mean by being short rather than long? Do you like have an example or something?
Yeah, sometimes when we know a lot about the truth or the good way of life, when we start, we go on and on and on. And if someone you're trying to very gently approach with some sort of a thing that will improve their life, don't make it a long conversation. You know, something profound, as matter of fact, and just move on. Don't stay there to explain and make it a long story. Because then it might be too much for them. So when I say quick, means don't preach them. Just say something that really works for them in a very simple language and very short amount of time. I think that's the best approach. At least that's the way I feel. Particularly if it's a child or children. I know that in my life, if I was giving too much or too much repetition, it would backfire. It's best to be quiet and find your best time to approach them and advise them or guide them.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, the second question has two parts. The first part is, Sat, can you please explain to me what is meant by omnipotent and omniscient?
Omnipotent eliminates opposites of weakness and a strength. It makes it means all powerful, right? And there is only one, we can't even say power, there is only one energy, one existence that has been divided by humanity, by the mind of creation. And that brings conflict. One becomes more powerful than the others. But when we leave our life in the omnipotent, meaning that we left the humanhood and we entered the basic or the foundation of the creation, and we are actually tapping on that all-powerful rather than the individual power. So that's all I can say about that. And omniscience is all-knowing, and I do experience that. I feel like I really, really don't know anything. And daily, I shake my head and I said, I can't believe how much I don't know. And yet the knowingness, it seems to be with me. Not of me, but with me. I can't explain that. Again, we go back to like a omnipresent, omnipotent. This omniscient is all-knowing, is again the foundation of divided knowingness that human try to accept and admit that they know. Once we put aside the divided knowingness or the limited knowingness, then there is a room for omniscient knowingness. And at that time, you really admit you don't know anything. You can't possess any result because you're clueless. And who is clueless? The ego, the mind, is clueless. But there is, like I said, there is beyond even intuitiveness. There is this constant knowingness that appears when is necessary.
Thank you. The next question. I am able to do omnipresent for myself, but I would like to understand how to do it for others. For example, I have a nephew who is in trouble. How can I help him in my omnipresent meditation?
Just the fact that you're concerned for him, by sitting down and tapping your own oneness with God because of the thought that you had and for which you sat down to tap in your own divinity, and the divinity is only one, the existence, only one existence. There is no distance between names and forms at that time. And it will affect just the intention for which you sit down to do omnipresent meditation. And then when you are really expert in connecting to the way that you really, really feel your oneness with your source, at that time, not any earlier. I'm not saying that for those of you that cannot connect. At that time, you can also say, what is his? What can he be? But not before accomplishing yours pretty good.
That is so amazing. Thank you so much.
Sure. You know, everything about the fundamental teaching or truth, it really narrows down to one infinite energy, infinite existence, infinite this and infinite that. And by dwelling there, lot of our anxiety and fear and all of that decreases because it's not to anymore to fight it, to resist it, to embrace it, to accept it, to reject it. But not often does the we put our mind on that source to free ourselves. But it's nice to know that it is accessible and is profitable. Most of the time we forget, and that is the nature of being born. So we can't blame anything. We can only have the grace to be reminded.
Go ahead, Bahor, if you have any more questions.
I have a few more, thank you. Next question is about a quote from Reno Center, a short one you said on November 26, 2023. The quote is, "The mind thinks and the heart beats and the hand moves. We know that much. But who is following all of that? Grab a hold of the follower and set him down." And the question on this quote for you, who is the follower? Is that our attention?
Yes, which is the one and the same with the thinker. Yes, with the ego, with the individuality. Yes. We never pay attention to the fact that really we are witnessing things because the attention gets mixed with the situation, and then we forget that we really are the watcher. So if every so often we can hold on to the watcher, we'll see that the mind shuts down, I mean, calms down. So that is what is meant.
Thank you. Pat, what is the entity that goes through the reincarnations? Is it just our consciousness?
It is the soul. Soul is in Farsi is ruh. It's really hard to explain. Is what gives it is like a bundle of it is the being, it's being, but it's also a bundle of expression. It is very similar to night dream, where you can see yourself in many scenarios at nighttime, different nights, different places, different story. So the one that is creating that in the nighttime would be the soul of the sleeper. As it is in the daytime. And then when we talk about the spirit, we're again talking about the that one and only existence that branches to different souls. But really, this type of information I don't think is very useful as much as it is the art of living and the art of letting go. Of course, this is my understanding, my inner guidance. I'm sure that you all have the same inner guidance that you can tap in and get an answer to your questions.
Thank you. the next question. We have asked this question before, but can you please tell us who it is that occupies the body?
I just did. I just did. It's the soul that comes to find its source. In other words, find its freedom. It's a divided, infinite energy.
Final question, and it has three little parts. It starts, in silence, my understanding is that we quiet down our lower mind and the higher mind keeps going. Are the grace and promise the dream of the higher mind?
Forget about the higher mind and the lower mind. There is no mind when you are in stillness. So, what was the second part of this question?
Next. Is it true? Oh, you mean go to the next part or the one I just read?
You just read. It was about grace and something.
There you go. Are the grace and promise the dream of the higher mind?
Just do it. Just rely on the promise, and whenever you can, you don't have to be concerned about which is which. It's an information that is useless. All we know that when we go into silence, the ego or the individual and the mind calms down, and what is left, like I said many, many times, you cannot explain what it is except by its tranquility and peace.
Wonderful. Next, is it true that by surrendering we align with grace?
True surrendering means removing yourself as a troublemaker. It's impossible to completely surrender as long as we are human and we believe that this is who we are. But when we say that I want to rely on that grace or the promise within me, and then we taste the result of that, it encouraged the ego to not be somebody as much as it was before. So it's a pathway to removing what is not us by the method of trust meditation. But when we say, I surrender, is really something that sometimes it is momentarily and other times it won't be. But the understanding of what is happening here is that when we go to our own inner source and we rely on the fact that there is a promise, that if you don't take thought, you will be taken care of, or if you don't have an anxiety too much, I take care of it. What is really communicating is calm down. It's not about surrendering. It's calming down the individuality until there is no need to be calmed down. So, one time I remember hearing Baba saying, to whom are you surrendering? And what is your capacity of surrendering? In other words, just by knowledge, free yourself. And the reason I think that trust meditation is very effective, because it doesn't talk about surrendering, which is a responsibility of the mind. It just says, come to me, there is no two with me. If you can just take no thought at this very moment, you will see that the things will go much more smoother and easier and more simple for you. And we all have experienced that. So the word surrendering for me is a little bit, I feel like it's just a word that makes the mind take responsibility for not being able to surrender. And why am I surrendering now and 2 minutes from now? I'm not surrendering. What is happening to me? So let's replace the surrendering to the fact that when we go to silence and rely on that source of grace, and for a momentary even drop our anxiety and stay in that understanding, that we see that things will go smoother.
Thank you. The last question set. Is grace pure love, love of self that takes us home to itself?
Grace just is. And because it's just is, our isness is grace. The reason that most people don't feel it and they struggle is because they don't settle down enough to a dwelling place to really see it. The struggle is not normal. It is not the nature of reality. But the separation gives this idea of having to do more mental agitation and gymnastic. But you know, I have to also say that we have to live as the body and the ego and the mind. So we just use that whenever we can as an art of living. And the most important is that we stay away from judging ourselves and condemning ourselves. Whenever we see a little bit of an anxiety or any type of thing that is trying to fool us, we just settle down. Because we know where our treasure house is now. We don't have to rush to it, and we don't have to worry about not having it. Just a very mild remembrance during the day is enough. We don't want to be perfect, because the perfection is our nature. So we need to even be chill on a spiritual path and not be forceful or cause another type of an anxiety. Just remembering that we are free, that we are divine, like we tell our children, is a good reminder to settle down and not to strongly believe our situation. And also have some sympathy for the part of our humanness, that yes, I find myself here and I'm going to work with myself. So again, our path is a path of freedom, not bullying ourselves or our way, approach to life. Easily we go through life. If we cannot remember it, then we won't. And if we fail, we come back much stronger. If we forget, when we remember, we hold on to it longer. And that's all we can do, because we are just caught between humanhood and divinehood. So I love all of you very much. Be kind to yourself. Namaste to all of you.